4:49 right now on WDEV. This is the afternoon news service. Joining me now, our guy Kyle over at Six and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and now over in New York in Rouse's Point, online at sixandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. It was a very, very busy Monday. I thought I was further behind than I was. At a certain point today, I thought I was so far behind I was going to pass myself.
Well, you told me that you want to talk to us about new exciting products. I didn't know it could get more exciting than the smart door you talked about last week.
Yeah, so we're actually doing, there's a buy-in for August, and I'm excited for a couple of the products that we're bringing in. Years ago, there was a company named Bora who came out with what they called the jaw horse, which was a saw horse that had like a pedal on the bottom of it. So you could put your material on the top of it, and then as you stepped on the pedal, it would automatically hold it for you. So the company has come out with a newer version. It's called the Speed Horse. It doesn't have a clamping function, but it's a one-handed deployable sawhorse. So each one of them is rated for 1,500 pounds. So they're a heavy-duty construction-grade sawhorse. They fold up. They're spring-loaded legs, and you can literally pick it up, fold it out in the back of your truck. You squeeze two buttons on the side of it, and it automatically deploys the legs. So we're bringing in a couple different versions of that. The first version has legs that are a standard size, and the second one has legs that are adjustable up to 6 inches. So if you're on a uneven terrain or job site, you can level up your job site. And another cool thing you can do with them is you can actually lay 2x4s on edge if you have two of them, and then turn it into like a workstation.
That sounds very, very cool and very, very useful as well. Any other cool products we got coming in?
We brought in an expanded version of our interior barn door sliding tracks. It's been really popular. A lot of the new houses, they like to have either like the oil rub bronze or the satin nickel or the matte black sliding door hardware so that they have a door that can slide left to right instead of a door that opens like a regular door. So we've expanded the options and availability of that. And the other fun thing is that all of the entries are in for the Rescue My Floor contest, and they're all posted on the wall down in flooring in our St. Albans location, so people can come in and start checking those out and voting on the worst floor.
We got anything in the landscaping power tools department? Because I spent time over the weekend helping landscape my parents, this giant, it's more than a bush but less than a tree, and I've sawed enough for a lifetime. Anything in the power saw department? Chainsaw department, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, chainsaws and power saws have been really popular the last month. I've special ordered a lot of like 10-inch and 14-inch battery-powered Makita saws, little stuff you can use around the yard or bring camping with you. You're definitely not going to be the next Canadian logger with it, but they're handy to have home and camp. Milwaukee makes a product called the Hatchet, which is like a little 6-inch chainsaw, portable chainsaw. It's lightweight, takes a 12-volt battery. Those are great. I mean, they have 18-volt options available as well, but it just fits nicely in your hand for whether you're going to trim an apple tree or a lilac bush or, get some nasty shrubbery down. So, yeah, there's a ton of options battery-powered-wise. Most companies, Milwaukee, DeWalt, Makita, they all have battery-powered chainsaws, pole pruners. So, yeah, those have been really popular.
All right, there you go. I know what someone's getting for Christmas, because I am not going through a weekend like that again. I can barely move my arms. Kyle, thank you.
Everyone be well. Stay safe.
Six and Stuff, sixandstuff.com, Swanton Lumber as well, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Swanton Lumber, and over in Rouse's Point. Back to the newsroom next on DEV.